love the central idea here. Artificial general intelligence, or AGI, is not being developed only inside research laboratories.
That's an important correction. Technical progress in machine learning, compute, data, and architecture is essential. But the future shape of AGI will be determined by a much wider set of human decisions.
Public debate, user behavior, policy, ethics, corporate incentives, cultural expectations, all of that matters.
Exactly. AGI is not a purely technical artifact. It is a social and political project.
I really appreciate that. It challenges the common image of AGI emerging from a small group of researchers, quietly improving models and chasing benchmarks.
That image is incomplete. Even before a system becomes truly general, humans are already shaping its trajectory.
Researchers choose what data to include, what objectives to optimize, and which risks to prioritize.
Product teams decide how the technology is packaged, who can access it, and which use cases are promoted.
Investors determine which research paths receive funding.
Policymakers create rules that can accelerate or constrain development.
And users, through their prompts, corrections, preferences, and complaints, signal what is useful, what is dangerous, and what feels legitimate.
A key point is that public discourse is not mere hype.
Right. Media coverage, academic research, online debate, and cultural responses influence how AI systems are perceived, and therefore how they are adopted, regulated, and designed.
If the public sees a new model as a creative tool, that narrative can encourage broader adoption.
But if it is seen as a threat to jobs, privacy, or safety, that perception can shape regulation, investment, and corporate strategy.
Public discussion helps define the boundaries of acceptable use. It raises questions that may not be central to a lab's immediate research agenda.
Who benefits?
Who is harmed?
Who has control?
What happens when the system is wrong?
How should risk be distributed?
These questions are part of the design process, even when they are not formally written into the model.
That feels really important. Another major force shaping AGI is the feedback loop between users and systems.
Modern AI systems, especially large language models, are trained on human-generated content and often improved through user interactions.
Every prompt, correction, preference, and complaint becomes part of a larger signal.
The public is therefore not just a consumer of AI. It is a participant in its development.
What people ask of AI systems can influence what those systems become good at.
What they tolerate can shape product design.
And what they reject can lead to new safeguards, new features, or new ethical frameworks.
This creates an evolutionary process that is partly technical, partly social, and deeply human.
I like that framing. Policy is described as one of the most visible forms of human influence outside the lab.
Governments, regulators, and international bodies are beginning to ask how to govern advanced AI without stifling innovation.
They are debating liability, transparency, national security, labor displacement, and environmental impact.
These discussions matter because regulation does not simply respond to technology. It helps determine what kinds of systems are viable.
If certain applications are deemed too risky without oversight, companies will adjust.
If liability is assigned in a particular way, developers may prioritize safety.
If public trust is treated as a core requirement, the industry may shift toward more explainable and accountable systems.
So policy is an active force in the formation of AGI, not a distant footnote.
Ethics is presented in the same practical way.
Ethical research, public engagement, and institutional norms influence which questions are asked, which risks are taken seriously, and which capabilities are pursued.
The culture of a research field matters a lot.
A lab that treats safety as a serious concern is different from one that treats it as a marketing afterthought.
and a research community that values long-term consequences is different from one that only measures short-term performance.
These cultural choices shape AGI as much as any algorithm.
Economics and business models are central too.
Corporate incentives, funding structures, and market demands strongly influence which systems are developed first and which are neglected.
If the most profitable use cases are productivity tools, customer service, coding assistance, and advertising, those areas may receive more attention.
If the most valuable markets are enterprise, finance, or defense, the technology may evolve in different directions than if it were shaped primarily by public interest research.
The essay does not argue that commercial development is inherently bad.
Markets can drive efficiency, scale, and innovation.
But they also introduce bias.
Profit motives can encourage speed over caution, growth over governance, and convenience over accountability.
Recognizing that is essential if AGI is to reflect a broader set of human interests rather than only the interests of a few organizations.
Because AGI is being shaped outside the lab as much as inside it, ordinary people have more influence than they might realize.
I really like that. One does not need to be a researcher to affect the future of the technology.
People can influence AGI by being informed users, responsible citizens, and active participants in public debate.
This may mean asking for clearer disclosure when AI systems are used in important decisions.
It may mean supporting organizations that emphasize safety, transparency, and accountability.
It may mean engaging with policy discussions, not just technical ones.
It may mean being careful about how one uses AI tools, because user behavior helps define what the technology is for.
The critical takeaway is that the future of AGI will not be decided by model size alone.
It will be shaped by the values of the people who build it, fund it, regulate it, and use it.
That is both a responsibility and an opportunity.
If AGI is to expand human capability without undermining human dignity, its development must be treated as a shared project, not a private one.
In short, AGI is a collective human enterprise.
The laboratory is important, but it is only one part of a larger ecosystem.
Public discourse, ethical reflection, regulatory action, economic incentives, and user behavior are all shaping what AGI becomes.
Understanding this is essential if we want to build systems that are not only powerful, but also trustworthy, accountable, and aligned with the kind of future people actually want.
The real shaping of AGI happens everywhere humans engage with the technology, not only inside the lab.